Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Our musical trivia questions come to us from the website onthisday.com. Question number one. It was on this very day, back in 1954, that Elvis Presley signed his first recording contract with Sun Records and quit his job. What was that job that Elvis quit to start his recording career back in 1954? Was that A, electrician, B, a car mechanic, C, a truck driver, D, a farmhand, or E, a cook? So what was Elvis employed as just prior to his singing career? Question number two. What was the name of the number one song about a mysterious object thrown off a bridge in Mississippi that was recorded on this very day back in 1967? Was that song title A, Your Cheatin' Heart, B, You Can't Hurry Love, C, Ode to Billy Joe, D, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, or E, Bye Bye Love? So what was that number one hit from 1967? The answers to these two important questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of July the 10th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1900 that, quote-unquote, his master's voice was registered with the U.S. Patent Office. The logo of the Victor Recording Company, and later RCA Victor, shows the dog, Nipper, looking into the horn of a gramophone machine. 1900 today. And it was 102 years ago today, 1918, that Enrico Caruso recorded this song, Over There. This patriotic song, proclaiming the Yanks are coming, was popular during both world wars. Operatic tenor Caruso performed this song at war bond rallies to encourage recruitments. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't back, no child knows. Charlie Daniels, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, introduces our country music news. It's an obit. Charlie Daniels, 1936 to 2020. Country fiddler wasn't afraid of in-your-face lyrics. This is written by Kristen M. Hall, published in the News and Observer, on the 7th of July, 2020. Chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. You don't find no child, no. Country music firebrand and fiddler Charlie Daniels, who had a hit with Devil Went Down to Georgia, has died at age 83. Daniels, a native of Wilmington, North Carolina, died of a stroke in Hermitage, Tennessee. The Country Music Hall of Famer had also suffered a mild stroke in 2010 and had a heart pacemaker implanted in 2013, but continued to perform. Daniels, a singer, guitarist, and fiddler, started out as a session musician, even playing on Bob Dylan's 1969 album, Nashville Skyline. His five-piece band toured endlessly in the 1970s, sometimes doing 250 shows a year. "There's not a city we haven't played in," Daniels said in 1998. He said that he kept touring so much because, quote-unquote, "I have never played those notes perfectly. I've never sung every song perfectly. I'm in competition to be better tonight than I was last night, and to be better tomorrow than tonight." He performed at the White House, at the Super Bowl, throughout Europe, and often for troops in the Middle East. His Devil Went Down to Georgia was number one on the country charts and number three on the pop charts in 1979. He played himself in the 1980 John Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy, and was closely identified with the rise of country music generated by that film. In the 1990s, Daniels softened some of his lyrics from his earlier days, when he was often embroiled in controversy. In The Devil Went Down to Georgia, a song about a fiddling duel between the devil and a whippersnapper named Johnny, Daniels softened his description of the devil from his original S.O.B. to a son of a gun. "I guess I've mellowed in my old age," Daniels said. Otherwise, though, he rarely backed down from in-your-face lyrics.
New York City.
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur, sir. He handles the financials.
You punched the bursar.
Yes. The original cast of the musical Hamilton performing Aaron Burr, sir, introduces our Broadway musical news. It's Hamilton on Disney Plus. This is published in CNET.com by Gail Faschenbauer Cooper on the 3rd of July, 2020. I dragged my family into my Hamilton obsession a few years ago. My preteen daughter went straight from memorizing the Frozen soundtrack and wearing Elsa capes to rapping the Ten Dual Commandments and playing Peggy Schuyler at theater camp. On a trip to London, we scrimped hard for, I swallowed hard, tried not to think about my bank balance, and rubbed us tickets to see the show at the Victoria Palace Theater. I've seen the show live twice, pored over creator Lin-Manuel Miranda's 270-page book about the making of the show, read parts of Ron Chernow's Hamilton biography that inspired it, and even visited the Marquis de Lafayette, U.S. flag-draped grave in a small Paris cemetery. And now the much-anticipated hip-hop musical is on Disney Plus with the original 2016 Broadway cast. And if you want the full theater experience, Playbill has posted a printable online version of the program from the week the show was filmed, with cast biographies, headshots, and the song list and more. Disney Plus, by the way, will offer Hamilton indefinitely.
Well, if it ain't the prodigy of Princeton College,
Aaron Burr,
give us a verse, drop some knowledge. Good luck with that. You're taking a stand. You spit, I'm a sit. We'll see where we land.
And we follow that up with our comedy music news. Weird Al Yankovic now has a new one out called Hamilton Polka. Here's a snippet from that.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
I am the one thing in life I can control.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. I am inimitable. I am an original. And if there's a reason I'm still alive, when so many have died, Angelica,
work, work,
Eliza, and Peggy. Look around at how...
Weird Al Yankovic shares new video for his hilarious Hamilton polka. Clip pairs footage from newly released performance film with musicians' accordion-assisted medley. This is written by John Bleestein in Rolling Stone magazine on the 7th of July, 2020. Weird Al Yankovic marked the arrival of the film performance of Hamilton on Disney Plus by piecing together a new video for his Hamilton polka. Weird Al released his polka medley of Hamilton tracks back in 2018 as part of Lin-Manuel Miranda's monthly Hameldrop series. With his trusty accordion in hand, Yankovic condensed the three-hour musical into a five-minute medley featuring jaunty renditions of Alexander Hamilton, My Shot, You'll Be Back, Wait for It, The Room Where It Happens, and The Schuyler Sisters. The new video for Weird Al's Hamilton polka pairs the song with footage from the newly released performance film. To make it work, though, the footage is frequently and hilariously sped up to fit Weird Al's breakneck polka pace. There's also an undeniable delight in watching the likes of Miranda, David Diggs, Leslie Odom Jr., and more move their lips and hear Weird Al's nasally croon come out. Back in 2018, Weird Al and Miranda spoke with Rolling Stone about their friendship and how the Hamilton polka came about. Polka medleys have, of course, been a key tenet of Weird Al's career, and as a result, Miranda said he was rather nervous when he asked Yankovic to craft one for his musical. Listen, as a longtime Weird Al fan, that's a scary ask to make, Miranda said. I also know there's only been two other cases where he's devoted an entire polka medley to a particular artist. There's Hot Rocks Polka on the UHF soundtrack, and the Queen Polka, Bohemian Polka. I cannot presume to be in that rarefied air, but I asked.
Look back at the Bill of Rights, which I wrote. The ink hasn't dried. It must be nice, it must be nice, to have Washington on your side. Somebody has to stand up for the South, somebody has to stand up to his mouth. If there's a fire you're trying to douse, you can't put it out from inside the house. I'm in the cabinet, I am complicit in watching him grabbing at power and dissident. Washington isn't gonna listen to disciplined dissidents. This is the difference, this kid is out.
Não podem ver coisas que só o coração pode entender. Fundamental é mesmo amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho.
And in jazz and blues music news, we have this article titled Firefighter Trades Hose for Horn to Beat the Blues. This is published in the News and Observer on the 12th of April, 2020, by Jessica Fish and David Biller. Decked out in full firefighting gear, Elise Leon Silva stands 150 feet above the ground atop a retractable lighter poking up from a red fire truck. His lofty perch is about as high as Rio de Janeiro's colossal soccer stadium behind him. Silva faces a row of apartment buildings filled with Brazilians sheltering from the new coronavirus and watching from their windows and balconies. He raises his silver trumpet to his lips, and the notes soar towards his audience, helping extinguish the blues from being cooped up inside their homes. Silva plays tunes known across Brazil, but especially ones composed in and about Rio. Channeling in an era that was more carefree, his songs tug at their heartstrings. Everyone is suffering the pandemic, and I'm trying to boost the morale of Rio's population, so all this difficulty is lessened in these times we're going through, says Silva, an 18-year veteran of the city's firefighting corps. Bringing a bit of music, a bit of air to these people has meant a lot to me as a musician and to the firefighting corps. Raised to heights of up to 200 feet, he has performed all over the city. That includes tourist hotspots that these days are nearly empty, like Copacabana Beach and the base of Sugarloaf Mountain, and working-class communities. On a recent Sunday, he played in three separate neighborhoods, always sporting his heavy fire-resistant jacket and fire helmet despite temperatures above 80 degrees. He draws cheers and enthusiastic clapping. Hearing all that music restores our will to be in Rio, our sense of collectiveness, said one resident from her windowsill, where she, her husband, and young daughter watched Silva play. Initiatives like this remind us of who we are as a community. It's happiness to have a surprise like this. Rio's firefighters were the front line of the state government's initial campaign to raise awareness about the need for people to isolate themselves and help contain the virus spread. They patrol the city's legendary beaches, playing a recording that urged beachgoers to head home and spoke to people walking on the streets. And in music research and technology, we have this article entitled Music Moments Album Explores How Music Brings Joy to Listeners with Dementia. This is written by Jane Dunlap, published on the 28th of March 2020 in dailyprogress.com. For Karen Smith's husband, Brent, who has battled frontal temporal dementia since his early 50s, music is a connection to family, faith, and fun. He's so soothed by music, Smith said. It brings a smile to his face. He'll get up and dance. It evokes a lot of emotion that normally I don't get to see. Attending live performances in the pre-COVID-19 novel coronavirus era helped the Smiths continue to enjoy music while getting out and being around people. Thanks to Fridays After Five and Carter Mountain Orchard's Thursday Music Series. And at a time when his life when her husband can't follow a worship service through the words in the bulletin the way he once did, hearing stirring organ music at church is his spiritual moment in the music, Karen Smith said. That'll bring tears to his eyes. Staying close to home to help avoid contracting the virus or spreading it to others doesn't have to mean going without the soul-satisfying pool of music or missing out on the latest recordings, however. The Alzheimer's Association released a star-studded new digital album, Music Moments, on March the 13th. Music Moments contains 10 tracks, each of which has special significance to the musicians sharing it. Tracks include Anthony Hamilton's cover of Stand By Me, originally by Benny King, which will close out today's program, by the way. Otis Redding's Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, recorded by Sting. Annie by Peter Townsend and Ronnie Lane, performed by Band of Horses. John Prine's Hello in There, performed by Jason Isbell. A new acoustic version of Hard to Grow Up by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Waylon Jennings' Dreaming My Dreams with You, performed by Leanne Womack. Hey Jude by the Beatles, as recorded by Nile Rodgers and Cheek. If My Love Could Kill, originally recorded by Lucinda Williams, performed by Sharon Van Etten, and Backwards Breathing, a previously unreleased track by The Head and the Heart. Downloading the album is convenient for listeners who are staying put to avoid coming in contact with COVID-19. The album's mix of older and newer selections appeals to listeners like Brant Smith, who enjoys a variety of musical genres and has amassed a large collection of recordings on his computer over the years. Music is a very special thing for him, Karen Smith said. He listens to classical music. He listens to hip-hop, blues, and rock and roll. Songs from the 60s and 70s have a special place in Brant Smith's heart, and they can evoke memories that gladden his family as well. It makes me feel as if I can do something meaningful for him, she said. We really don't have conversations, but music just something he always enjoys. Listeners who would like to add their own stories to a broader conversation of family members, friends, and supporters can use the hashtag MyMusicMoment on social media. To listen to the Music Moments album, learn more about it, and hear the musician's stories, go to alz.org/musicmoments, one word. And as noted by CR and AARP, the magazine Real Possibilities, June-July issue 2020, remembering great songs, music has the power to harness cherished moments that we never want to lose, says Anthony Hamilton, a Grammy-winning singer. He's among 10 artists who contributed to Music Moments, an album from the Alzheimer's Association, highlighting the ties between music and memory.
I'm gonna lose, but I just wanna get you again. I just can't stop staring at it. I just can't resist.
Hyam's 3 a.m. from their new album introduces our rock and pop music news. It's a review published in The Week magazine, the 10th of July, 2020. Hyam, Women in Music, Part 3. It's given 3 out of 4 stars. An ideal match for any summer, Hyam's new album seems especially well-suited to this one, said Hunter Harris in New York magazine. The strongest work yet from sisters Estee, Danielle, and Alana Hyam. It adds both new bounce and a new emotional vulnerability to the Los Angeles trio's throwback pop folk rock style. The lyrics address grief and fading relationships, but from the opening sax, Break On, these are songs about melancholy that demand you dance around your bedroom. The album contains 16 tracks, but no filler, said Mark Richardson in the Wall Street Journal. Summer Girl, the lead single, might be Hyam's catchiest tune, and the album, while mostly channeling the guitar pop of Sheryl Crow or Fleetwood Mac, bounces effortlessly among rock, folk, R&B, reggae, and new wave. A couple of the genre experiments comes across as a bit lazy, said Jeremy Weinelgade in SlantMagazine.com. Mostly, though, Hyam's latest strikes a deft balance between the experimental and commercial, the moody and the uplifting.
Hey, what's up? Looking through all these photos on my phone.
So, how did you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, it was on this very day back in 1954 that Elvis Presley signed his first recording contract with Sun Records and quit his job. What was that job that Elvis quit to start his recording career in 1954? Was that A, electrician, B, car mechanic, C, truck driver, D, farmhand, or E, cook? And the correct answer, C, truck driver. Although Elvis did have future plans to eventually become an electrician, he was working as a truck driver delivering supplies to job sites for Crown Electric for $1 an hour when he signed the Sun Records contract. He had been employed at this company for only about 3 months before quitting to start his recording career. And the answer to our second question, what was the name of the number one song about a mysterious object thrown off a bridge in Mississippi that was recorded on this day back in 1967? Was that A, Your Cheatin' Heart, B, You Can't Hurry Love, C, Ode to Billy Joe, D, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, or E, Bye Bye Love? Correct answer? Answer C, Ode to Billy Joe. As noted in songfacts.com, the item Billy Joe throws off the bridge before he jumps to his death is one of the great questions in pop music. The singer of this number one hit, Bobby Gentry, insists that what he throws over the bridge isn't important, And to fixate on that is to miss the point of the song, that we often respond to tragic events with cruel dissociation. In this song, a family finds out about the death of Billy Joe and shares gossip about him at the dinner table, along with their other mundane concerns. Gentry explains, the message of this song revolves around the nonchalant way the family talks about the suicide. The song is a study in unconscious cruelty. The message in the song would become even more relevant in the digital age, when social networks and other tools made it easy to comment on newsworthy events. It quickly became clear that there were many folks who lacked empathy for suffering that didn't directly affect them, and these people now had many forums to share their opinions. And by the way, Gentry was familiar with the Tallahatchie Bridge since she was born and raised in Mississippi, where she grew up in a home without electricity. She late learned to sing in church, and her family got her a piano to nurture her musical talents. She later moved with her family to Palm Springs, California, and studied at UCLA before signing with Capitol Records. The song went to number one in the U.S. on August the 26th, where it stayed for 4 weeks, beginning one of the most enduring hits of the era. Finally, it's interesting to note that when this song became a hit, Rolling Stone magazine reported that it was only a 20-foot drop off the bridge, and the water was deep enough so you would not get hurt. Of course, lots of people went to the bridge and jumped, which drove the local police nuts. So let's end today's program with Benny King's plea for unity, Stand By Me. And remember, kindness is a language that blind people see and deaf people hear. So do take care.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. And as I said before, as we leave you, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Music Review, readily available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me, Randy Thompson, at 919-832-5138. Once again, that number, 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.
As you stand, stand by me.